Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Diva Abdul and Friends. My name is Carrie. Follow me on Twitter at Diva Abdul. Follow us daily on our blog, divaabdul.com. And we recently joined forces with our friend Rose with her message board. Her message board is Delightfully Demira, and we have a link for that in, on the blog. So you can find that there and join us on Rose's message board. So we're all excited about that. Facebook, Diva Days. It's the friend page. The fan page is Diva of Days of Our Lives. And also, you can follow us here on Blog Talk Radio, and you can also subscribe to our iTunes page. So that way you get all of our shows. So we have a full house tonight. We have Marianne here.
Hi, everyone.
And we have Rose.
Hi.
Rose is throwing a party. And we have Anna.
Hello.
All right. So, I forgot. Oh, my gosh. Almost forgot. Follow our friends at Bob Hapka and at Amy Hapka. Because they rock. So that's a good reason to do that. This week I felt so stupid. I'm like, it's 9 o'clock. An hour before the show starts, I read my live tweets from the week. And I'm sitting there looking. I'm scrolling through the blog. I'm like, oh, yeah, I didn't do any. So that made it hard for me to remember what happened. But this week, too, I will not be doing live tweets. My nieces and nephew are in town, and I'm at my mom's house, and she doesn't have internet. So I really can't tweet and watch days at the same time. And Thursday, I actually ended up taking a nap and missed the entire show.
We'll help you fill in.
Yeah, so I know my memory is just horrible. So
that's fine.
Yeah, and I know we had a Kate scene. I do remember that.
You know, yeah, we just had one day of Kate, and that was on Monday. And there were some sweet scenes with her, though. You know, Rafe basically came to finally. They brought him out of the coma. And I'm only marginally out of my coma from days, but anyway, I'm calling it #coma summer sucks. But anyway, so Kate, you know, by his bedside and everything, but he's traumatized thinking that he's got something twisted in his brain right now that, Sammy shot him. And so he must be commingling situations, you know, whatever, because he's just barely come out of this coma. So anyway, he was so traumatized by that and everything, they had to medicate him and everything. And so Kate had a really sweet conversation with Maxine. It was really nice. I just loved that scene. And Maxine was just like, she could tell that Kate, you know, she can tell that Kate loves him and cares about him and all. And she was just very reaffirming and very supportive, and Kate was feeling kind of insecure and worried about it and thinking that it was, you know, she was the reason that he was traumatized and everything. And it really wasn't her. But and the week before, when he was first coming out of the coma, there were a couple of flashbacks. He had flashbacks to her and him in bed. So that was a good sign. We know that part of him's working. Anyway, fill in the blank on that. But anyway, Kate realized that, you know, what if he doesn't remember her because his memory goes back, you know, doesn't start until maybe the last several months have been blanked out, you know, because of the coma or whatever. So she decided that she would try to step back a little bit and not be too much in his face and pressuring him and everything. And so she called Gabby because she says, I'd rather have, you know, we know he knows who Gabby is. We know that he's likely to remember her. And, you know, she wanted him to, she told Maxine she wanted him to have someone there that he knew, that he loved, that loved him, and that he recognized and everything. So he, she called Gabby and had Gabby come over so that she could be there. So anyway, so it was very much, you know, selfless, sweet Kate. And it was like, I love that. I love all parts of Kate.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I always love it when we see that side of her. So, yeah, so not really any Rate scenes from the standpoint of them actually interacting as Rate. It was more or less her by his bedside, but they didn't really communicate much. So, and then she had some scenes with Abe, and Abe was just basically berating her for not, you know, beating up on her for not telling them that when he came out of the coma, he had said something about Sammy shooting him and all that. So I don't know why. I guess Abe was just trying to be mean. I don't know. But, so, I don't know. So, and it was kind of nice, too, because Kayla made some comment to, I think it was to Abe and Maxine, and as it related to, or at least Abe, as it related to Kate. And she says, sometimes people just surprise you or something like that. Or so she made some comment like she was kind of touched by how Kate, how much Kate cares about him and stuff. So, so that was about the extent of, oh, she did have a good scene with Nick. She told, Kate told Nick that the formula he came up with, since he, you know, lost the first formula to EJ and Sammy, he came up with another one a few weeks ago and gave it to her and said, you know, this is to help pay back for me losing the other one to them. And so she sent it to their whatever, whoever's processing it. And they think it's going to be a huge hit, very successful. So she told Nick she wanted to, you know, even though she was glad she fired him, she said, you know, if he has any more great ideas, to come to her first. And that she was having the attorneys make up some, write up some paperwork for her, for him to sign, to get some royalties on the new product. So, and he resisted at first, but then she's like, no, it's only right, you know. So they had some nice scenes. I think, is that it? I don't remember any. I'm trying to think. I don't think there were any other Kate scenes besides that. So this only one week, one day of Kate a week is really not working for Kate fans for sure. So anyway, let's hope she gets some more screen time soon, because I'm, it's, some of this show is a snooze fest to me. Oof. Right now. Anyway, so that's about it on the Kate front.
Oh, yeah, so I missed that part. So Rafe did remember, all Rafe's member remembered Kate, is that right?
Well, I mean, I don't know if he's connected her yet. I mean, it didn't really seem like he's talked to her, per se, I don't think,
yeah.
yet.
He just keeps asking,
she's just
why,
been in the room,
why Sammy
but
did
first,
that.
But when, yeah, but when he first came to, she had, he had two flashbacks that were actually new, ones that Rafe fans have never seen. There were two new sort of like pretend flashbacks, but he pictured them in bed. He probably doesn't really understand it yet or remember everything yet, but I thought it was a good sign that at least that part of it was working, and, you know, let's hope that, you know, that part gets up to speed real quick. But anyway, so yeah, I keep thinking Kate needs to jog his memory, you know, but, and there are a lot of ways to do that, but, you know, they don't call me and ask me how to write the script, so I haven't been able to exactly share that information. But if they want to know how I think that Kate could help him in his rehabilitation, I'd be glad to contribute that information. Just saying.
Yep. So, Mary, I know so much on EGME. And we have to talk about Sammy's pants, too.
Sammy's pants.
Oh, yeah.
They were leggings,
weren't
they? Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know, were they zebra? They had some kind of print. They were black print
was,
or something?
They were black and white. It was almost zebra.
Like a zebra? Yeah.
It looked like zebra to me. I actually kind of liked her outfit. She looked like, you know,
she kind of looked, and it had the new hairstyle, too.
Her hair was gorgeous this week.
Yeah.
What did
you think of that hairstyle?
I loved her hairstyle this week.
Oh, really?
Not the ponytail, the one at the beginning of the week.
Yeah, I didn't like the beard. I didn't like the severe back, straight back.
I like when she wears it down. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Are you talking the one when she was in those pants? That's the one kind of look.
Yeah, that's the
different
that's the
one
I like. Yeah.
Yeah, that was different. It was a different look for her, I thought. And that's the one. Well, that was Thursday's show, I think. And it started with when he jammed and got together with EJ coming back to the mansion after he had talked to Justin. Justin had offered him or EJ had offered Justin a position in the DeMira family, kind of probably like the head lawyer, and he had offered him a contract with probably a huge sum of money. So Justin is kind of thinking about that. And at the same time, Adrian was over going to confront Sammy about Bernardi. So they had this huge argument, like they do, back and forth. And but Adrian, for some reason, I can't remember why, she never did show Sammy. I thought she was going to show her the video, but she hasn't shown anybody.
She kept trying on both Sammy and Sonny, but both of them pushed her out the door.
Yeah, right. It was just all a big argument. Anywhere she goes, you know, it's an argument. So Sammy was just really, you know, frustrated and mad, and she took one of her little fits, and she just threw all the everything off the table, which was a vase of flowers, and everything went flying. So that was,
was
EJ walking in on that. Yeah, EJ came walking in on that. And EJ gets this, he's like, he saw, and she's just sitting on the, like, she's still fuming, and she had gotten herself a drink, and she's sitting on the couch, and he walks in, and he's kind of like looking around, and he gets this, just this little grin on his, like, this mischievous grin, and like, you know, oh, gosh, what happened now, you know, and he looked at her, and he says, oh, some trouble here, you got yourself in some trouble or whatever, and she more or less explained that Adrian was over, and they had a fight, and she thinks that I'm corrupting Sonny and that you're corrupting Justin. She says she just hates us. And EJ says something like, he is, well, then let's celebrate. So they're laying on the couch again. She's laying kind of backwards, but up on top of him. And they're just talking about the wedding coming up and planning the wedding and being Mr. and Mrs. EJ DeMira, and she was worried about getting boring, if they would get bored. And he said, oh, you could read the encyclopedia backwards and in Cantonese and you would never bore me and all this stuff. And then they were saying, he said, I can't wait for you to be Mrs. EJ DeMira. And she says, well, shouldn't my name be in there somewhere?
Yeah, shouldn't my name be in there somewhere?
Yeah. And he said, okay, you can be, you know, Samantha Jean Brady, and it was kind of cute. And he said in this, with the kingdoms and stuff back in the middle into the medieval times. And he says, and we will rule my father's former empire. And they both gave this really evil laugh, you know. And actually, Sammy sounded really good. She sounded kind of like a witch, like a, you know, the wicked witch.
It was
kind of
weird.
Those powerful evil laughs.
Yeah,
and her, she kept going and going.
Yeah, she seems to be getting this powerful thing really into her head.
This power, yeah. And then they come back to that, and they're on the sofa, and then he turns her around, and she was saying about the power. He says, "Well, you don't like power," and she said, "Power is, you know, the power is like sexy." And she says, "Oh," and he picks her up then, and she squeals because he's getting ready to pick her up to take her upstairs, and she said something about, oh, you know, this power, and she says, well, we could, you know, think of many ways to do it here on the sofa, maybe on the floor, on the stairs, and then he's carrying her up the steps. So that was the funny, jammy scenes from Thursday.
It still worries me. They talked about the marriage over and over and over again. It seemed like that was all you heard was they're getting married, they're getting married, they're getting married, they're getting married. Really,
which means they probably won't get married.
Exactly.
It worries me. Right. And of course, everyone's saying, in fact, I don't know who said it to EJ. Was it Hope? And there was some good Hope in EJ scenes. Actually,
yes.
EJ gave her a kiss. I'm there.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he did.
That was different. You know, Hope and EJ usually don't hit it off, never really hit it off.
Hope told EJ that Stefano was basically it was Stefano's the lesser of two evils.
Oh, yeah, okay. And then was she the one that said something about, oh, so you feel that you're going to live happily ever after with Sammy?
Yeah.
Was that
yeah,
Hope?
I didn't know if that was Hope.
Or, yeah, because he had been with Eric. Yeah, I think it was Hope.
I think it
well,
was
you
Hope.
Know, of course,
the things with Eric were about my Nicole.
About Nicole, yeah, that was good.
Yeah,
more or less,
those were good.
Spelled it out to Eric that Nicole loved him.
Yep.
And because
he pointed out
the way she acted with me, with Daniel, with Brady, went through all, you know, Cole's, you know, men, that how she acted mm-hmm. is exactly how she's acting now with Eric.
Mm-hmm.
And Eric, you know, he says you have to either be a fool or, you know, a fool or blind or whatever.
Yeah, and Eric even questioned her basically about it,
mm-hmm.
kind of under the radar. He was like, you know, is that all? When she was saying they were
right. And then she, of course, she got all defensive to the point,
mm-hmm.
you know. And was, of course, pissed at EJ when, you know, knowing that EJ went and talked to him.
Yeah, I still don't like the way she's dressing, though.
Who's that, Nicole?
Nicole, I didn't like that. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I kind of wanted to love the dress, but the black and white dress was kind of cute. But
yeah, kind of the coordinating.
Yeah, the coordination was off on it. And then that purple shirt was gorgeous on her, but it was a purple shirt. Where was the pants?
Yeah, I didn't. It doesn't look like something you would wear to a.
It would look like something you'd wear at night in your house. You know.
Yeah. It looked like a man's shirt with a belt around it.
Yeah, it was a man's shirt with a belt around it. It was like a long sleeve shirt with a belt around it. And
yeah,
no pants.
I didn't like that. I liked the blue dress that Sammy had on. That was great.
Oh, that was gorgeous.
Yeah, that's
great. And mm-hmm. and the one that Kristen was wearing, I loved that one. The lace one.
Yeah, and Hope's green dress looked nice too.
It did.
It looked nice.
Yeah, I was noticing everybody looked a lot nicer than they have been, but it looks like they ran out of razors because Daniel and EJ and Brady and they're all unshaven.
Oh, I know.
They've all got the major 5 o'clock shadow going.
They do. They all look better, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I like that. Yeah.
Yeah, I wondered about that actually. I thought I liked the look, but I thought
I liked the look, especially
Mm-hmm. Brady and EJ both have that, right?
Brady and EJ. Does Daniel? Daniel always looks like he has
that.
Daniel had it too. Daniel had it too.
And did you say Eric? Yeah. Eric didn't, did he?
Yeah. No, not Eric. No, Eric was
not Eric.
No, I don't think so.
No,
Eric was okay. And the two scenes with John Black were fine. John was fine. And
so what do you think about Eric? Brady. Is he going, starting to think about Kristen? How stupid is he? I mean,
I don't,
now he's,
I don't,
even
yeah.
though John told him, and who said, well, oh, it was Daniel. He says, even after, okay, maybe she did love you and pushed John away, but how about all that stuff? Just the idea that she planned
all that. All that stuff she did and planned and manipulated just. Three to six months.
You know
months,
she's going to manipulate once, she's going to do it again.
Exactly. Why are you even bothering?
What she's doing now with Eric. Now she's just, you know, she didn't get her way, so now she's like having revenge another way.
I have to give her credit. She had nothing to do with that meet in the park and Brady overhearing her.
Jennifer
picked the place to meet.
Right. Oh yeah, she didn't plan that.
So she didn't plan that out, and she didn't know Brady was going to run by there.
Mm-hmm.
So she didn't actually plan that one.
Yeah. What else?
Adrian's starting to get on my nerves.
Oh, she's getting on my nerves. I can't. She's like, what a witch. And she used to be like that. But, hey,
you know,
Judy Evans is doing a good job.
She's doing a great job. Mm-hmm. But, you know, every time I saw Adrian this week in scene, she reminded me of Vivian. And I love Vivian. I'm not saying I don't love them, but she reminded me of Vivian. You know, her look, the attitude, it just reminded me a lot of Vivian.
Mm-hmm.
I have to disagree. I know everybody's kind of mad at Adrian, but I can kind of see her point of view that I think she's mad basically because Sunny is now protecting Sammy and covering up for her. So,
she's afraid that he's going to, well, legally, yeah, he guess he could get in trouble because he's knowingly covering up. He's hiding evidence, right.
She's also worried about Justin's reputation with the DeMiras.
Right. But then again, like Sammy said, oh, like he's a curiocus, like he's squeaky clean, which is true. But I guess he always was, right, even though Victor never was. I don't think Justin never was bad. Right? Did he work for Victor? Or Justin always tried to push away from the family? I don't think he ever was known for doing anything shady. I don't know. I can't remember.
Mostly his shady stuff had to do with other women as opposed to from what I remember then. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't remember if he really was doing it now, but now he's going to get into it. I can see that. I just can't see the not liking Will and blame because of Sam. Now, like, Will's his own person, not Sammy.
Right.
But yeah, does Sammy draw him in? Yeah, I guess, but still.
My favorite scene this week was the Sammy and Marlena scene. You got a lot of history.
Oh, yeah, Marlena.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Marlena. Yeah. You got a lot of history in there. And the best line of the week to me was when they were talking about the wedding. Again, they were talking about getting married in 2 weeks, Sammy told her mom that, we've been engaged for 3 months. And she's like, yep, and nothing really happened in those 3 months. You know, let's see, Will almost got shot and died, there was three of them she pointed out.
And then she said something like, and you shot a man? That was one.
At the end, she turns around and she goes, oh, yeah, and by the way, you killed a man, too.
And you killed
nothing
a man.
Nothing happened in those 3 months, yeah. Yeah, I like that scene.
And of course, she said how she disapproves of EJ, Oh, and the picture.
They brought up a lot of history because of the picture, because Marlena pointed out, I remember when my picture was hanging on that wall.
Right.
And then Marlena specifically asked her, in a different scene, is EJ really that, what was the word she used for it? Is he as bad as Stefano,
or is he going to be worse? Or do you think he'll be worse?
Or is he worse? Is he worse than Stefano? And if the answer is no, then you and my grandchildren are in major danger. And if the answer is yes, then why are you marrying him?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a good line. Well, it's obvious why she's marrying him, but power, sexy, See that?
Mm-hmm.
And they just That's what she wants. So they keep always saying we'll be the most powerful couple in Salem. They've said that 2 or 3 times now through the course of all this. So, but Stefan is probably his plan. He wants Kristen to help him. There's a scene between him and Kristen. So he's trying to get Kristen to help to bring EJ down. I don't know if she's going to agree to that or not.
You think Stefano's going to have Kristen? Somebody made mention in the show this week. I don't remember which character it was, but there was a line in the show that mentioned maybe Stefano was going to have Kristen take EJ down.
Yeah, I thought he said something to Kristen, but I can't remember if she...
No, he never admitted it. He never admitted it to Kristen. He said that he just wanted to catch up with her.
Okay.
She asked Stefano. She said, well, I know why I'm here, because you want me to do this, this, and this, and this. And he said, I just want to catch up.
So she's suspecting that he's going to come to her to say,
Because
he originally asked her to come to Salem to reunite the family.
Right.
Yeah, to bring them together. Yeah.
Well, you know what kind of cracked me up? I got the impression Kristen didn't care that EJ took down Stefano. And I think she's kind of playing Stefano. I'm like, trying to make him seem like she's on his side. I think she doesn't care. I think she's kind of like rolling her.
She doesn't care. But she doesn't care whoever wins is whose side she's going to be on.
Yeah,
that's,
I think she's
how
kind
she
of
plays the game.
Yeah. She's just rolling her eyes at Stefano and hoping he doesn't, you know, retaliate against her and send her back into slavery. So, you know, as long as she's not a part of any revenge plot, you know, I don't think Kristen cares one way or the other. But, you know, we need more Stefano. I missed last week, but the week before. Where's Stefano living?
He was in Florida. They mentioned that he was in Florida, Marlene.
He came back.
But he came back and had the scene with Kristen.
Oh, okay.
Well, AJ kicked him out, but I don't know where he's living now, because he kicked him out of the, right? He left the mansion. Maybe he left the mansion in the park. We always see him in the park.
Yeah, he met in the park, but somebody made mention, I'm sure it was Marlena, mentioned that he was in Florida, you know, sipping on his margaritas or something.
Yeah, okay.
Now, Sierra has a broken arm.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
She had a little uniform on, but she came running in. It looked like she has a cast on her arm.
She had a cast on her arm in the pub scene, too. It was, mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel bad for her. And then, Parker's just the cutest little boy.
Oh, yeah. And
the
I love
with
Daniel.
Daniel.
I mean, Sean Christian is really good with him, and Daniel,
yeah.
He was so good with him. Yeah. He's good in these father-son, father-daughter stuff, you know, with this whole Jennifer thing.
Yeah.
Although he has
some
good scenes with Jennifer. I love the scenes with Jennifer.
He
finally told her off.
Yeah,
like,
this week
you're doing
it
again.
I actually like those scenes,
I have to admit, I liked them.
I like them this week. The only part of this Jennifer-Daniel thing I didn't like was that they were kissing for so long while Parker's in the lake, you know. I didn't think they should take their eyes off Parker for that long.
Yeah, I noticed they were, before they started kissing, as they were talking, I noticed they're both watching. Okay, I'm going to see if they're going to have them both, because he supposedly was in the water. And I noticed
Daniel
was watching him.
No, no, you got to come back out. You got to stay in the water.
But then I kept thinking, they're going to be kissing, and is he going to run back into the water, which he easily could have done. But they didn't. They didn't go there. You know,
they could have went there,
and that would have been a whole other, you know, thing in their relationship. You know, but no, they didn't.
They've got so much going on with just JJ, and now Teresa.
Mm-hmm.
And Teresa and Abigail.
Jennifer falls for that every time. Even Daniel said, there you go again. They just come back together at the lake. JJ comes home, gives his whole wah-wah, you know, oh, you know, dad and all this stuff. And then she comes in and, oh, we have to, you know, my son comes first, blah, blah. And it's like, he told her.
Abigail's playing nine games with Daniel,
too, you know.
Yeah. Abigail's catching on, though. I think Abigail said, you know, tell Mom where it's at. Because Abigail's catching on. She's caught Teresa basically red-handed.
She caught Teresa,
And then she found those shoes, and she doesn't believe that at all.
Mm-hmm.
Abigail, I think, is catching on a lot faster than Jennifer. Jennifer, she seems to be very naive.
Jennifer is stupid. It's a much stupid.
Yeah, I mean, JJ got away with telling her.
Don't ever believe your kid. You have a teenager. Don't ever believe
him. Exactly. Come on.
So we went to this one guy, and this one guy said, you know, you want to trust them, and sometimes you have to. As they get older, you give them a little bit more love, but don't ever believe them.
And you saw JJ sat there and whispered in Teresa's ear.
I had a stomach.
And we found out that it was about how to make Jennifer like Teresa more. And that was by leaving the file on the front doorstep and saying, I know you didn't want me to come by unexpected anymore, so I left it here on the doorstep for you because I'm a good girl now, you know, basically. And Jennifer just turns around and asks JJ on the couch, you know, do you know who stopped by with this folder? And he's all, well, no one rang the doorbell. And Jennifer was like,
it must have been someone who's starting to learn some respect or something. To respect the rules.
Right. So stupid.
Jennifer's really, I mean, I just disliking her more and more and more. I mean, and she's making me like, and she's like making me like Daniel, and I hate that.
I've
not making
I've
me side with Daniel. Yeah,
I've always liked
you like
Daniel.
Yeah,
I did. I liked Daniel. I just didn't like Daniel and Jennifer together,
okay.
I liked their scenes.
I was just never with the Daniel process, but you're making him seem the sensible, the one that's, you know, very mature and knows what he's talking about in this situation.
Well, at least Daniel's not being, you know, he's not being blind to what's going on right in front of him.
Oh, Daniel has a pet. He has JJ pet. I mean, he knows exactly what's going on. But, you know, and what he's trying to do is he wants Jennifer, he wants to work with Jennifer, and he feels that Jennifer needs him so they can work. He wants
so they
to
can work
JJ.
Together as a team to
together.
Help JJ. Yeah.
Right. That's
yeah.
what he's trying to get Jennifer to see, but she doesn't
mm-hmm.
feel like that.
Because what Jennifer doesn't, you know, what Jennifer is naive to, maybe Daniel isn't, you know, and together he can help, you know, make things better. And
right.
She's just being railroaded by her own son, so hopefully she'll wake up soon.
Mm-hmm.
Now we got to see Roman this week, though. Finally, it's been a while. Uncle
Roman,
Ro.
Yeah.
Uncle
no,
Ro, yeah.
Refresh my memory.
Teresa. Teresa. He walked in on Teresa as she was putting the marijuana back in her purse. He walked into the dark office and. And Teresa blamed him for, you know, what are you spying on me or something? And they had a nice conversation. And he said, no, I was here to see Jennifer or whatever. But how are you? And, you know, it is kind of dark in here, you know. Well, I left the door open so I could see still, you know. But as she left, she got this attitude going with him and called him Uncle Ro. And when he went outside the door, he's like, Uncle Ro? You know, or when she went outside.
Uncle Ro.
Uncle Ro, yep, Uncle Ro. We got to see Uncle Ro this week. And I guess he picked up the grandma. I guess he was picking up Caroline to go to the school.
Oh, to the school.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah, we haven't seen her yet, though, this week.
Mm-mm. No, maybe Monday when they do the school scene, because they said that Roman was picking her up.
Is Kristen going to show the movie? Is she going to show the movie or not?
I wonder if she's actually going to show it, because, you know, I don't know how Brady's going to react. And if she doesn't show it, then we've got this tape out there in multiple places that EJ could probably use against her if she tries to go against him. You know, if she tries to go against EJ's wishes and sides with Stefano, I bet EJ's got a way of having, I mean, because remember, they made a big scene about her downloading it into that, into the file at the Demira Mansion. I know it went onto the little.
Oh, okay.
She has it on a drive, and then she has multiple copies. She's got it on her cell phone. She's got it on a little flip drive. You know, the USB drive, and then she's also got it on her tablet and her laptop. So I mean, there's multiple copies out there. So if she doesn't show that video, eventually down the line, Brady's going to find out about it, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that makes
her
more.
Because Brady keeps trying to tell her. Yeah, she doesn't want to listen to Brady because Brady
mm-hmm.
keeps telling, I understand, you know, my dad told me, but she doesn't know that
yeah.
yet. She
and,
doesn't
and
know
his
he's
former,
coming to try to apologize
yeah.
and maybe get back together with her, stupid as he is. So
yeah,
I just hate that they make Brady so stupid.
Yeah,
I mean,
and the spoiler
what
I read
more
for
does
next.
She have to do to you?
Yeah, the spoiler I read. Yeah, the spoiler I read for next week says that he actually finally tells her. So I'm assuming she's not going to show that video, and it's going to end up being a plot point later on that there's a video out there. You know.
That's yeah. Oh yeah, because once you make a video, they never go away. So that's true. And we're still waiting to see Sammy and Bernardi too. Adrian still hasn't shown that to. Anyone.
No,
but I
think that spoiler is wide.
Did she show it to Sunny?
Huh?
No.
She tried to show it to Sunny.
Sunny.
She tried
to show it to Justin.
And she wanted to show it to Justin. and she wanted to show it to Sammy. But all three of them, during the course of the arguments, pushed her out the door and walked away from her.
Mm-hmm.
So she didn't actually get to show it to anybody, and she kept looking at it and saying, well, you know, look, you know. But she didn't get to show it to anybody.
Sure, which she might accidentally delete it. I don't know. So I just know how to work the phone, or I always have trouble, you know.
I don't know. Do we want that spoiler for next week?
Oh, do you have one? Okay, I haven't seen any.
Oh, definitely. Definitely have the spoiler for that for next week. They made a big deal. Do we want that or not?
Oh,
it's pretty widespread. Everybody's got it. It's in the soap opera digest.
Oh, it's just out there. I don't care. It's just I haven't seen it.
It's out there. It's actually in the magazines on the stands.
Oh. Well then,
basically,
what?
Marlena. Basically, Marlena made a big scene this week about number one, that things were going to start going downhill. That was said over and over again. But Marlena couldn't believe that Sammy wasn't going to let this become about her because this is about Eric. And so that's so unlike you. That's so unlike you. Well, the reception or whatever coronation of the school ends up becoming all about Sammy because Abe interrupts the ceremonies and taps Sammy on the shoulder and takes her to jail. So Sammy is going to be in jail. Adrian took it to Abe. It's actually in the weekly preview that Carrie posted. You see Adrian hand it to Abe and the other lady that's working with Abe. And they're watching the video at the police station. Adrian goes straight to Abe and the other lady, the DA, and shows the video. So.
And I'm wondering if Will's going to think that Sonny told his mother, like when they find out Adrian, if Sonny, he's wonderful.
Yeah,
going to think that Sonny had something to do with it. And there's a conflict for them.
Yep. There's also in the article that there's major issues for Sonny. Sonny and Justin just can't believe what Adrian's done. So.
Oh yeah, I'm sure that'll be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Might be the end.
But Sammy,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the thing becomes about Sammy, so that's again another reason why I don't think the video gets shown because too much happens.
Right, because it's all about So
it
kind of
ends up becoming all about Sammy.
Sammy kind of, and in a way she saved her brother. In a way, you know, even though it's all about Sammy. Yeah, without knowing it, without anybody knowing it, she kind of, like, protected him or saved him from being
I don't know for sure whether or not they show the video. I don't know. There's not a spoiler about whether or not the video goes out. I'm just assuming that it leaves for a plot point later when Brady confesses that he still loves her. You know, it would leave
there's a little bit of foreshadowing there, too, because when Sammy was talking to Marlena, she says, well, I don't want to make this about me. This is all about Eric. Let's go and enjoy
and that was the foreshadowing this week of the spoiler for next week, and that was that it becomes all about Sammy anyway because she gets arrested, goes straight to jail, do not pass go.
Uh-oh.
So, yeah, there's no grand jury this time. It's straight to jail for Sammy.
And I'm wondering how she can go to jail just because she was seen fighting with Bernardi.
She's being arrested because of motive. They didn't have motive when they went before the grand jury.
Oh, okay. Cause
well,
now
that's a little bit.
And she lied.
I don't know
And she lied. According
well, she perjured. Well, again,
perjured.
Oh, she lied because she didn't
herself.
Know.
She lied. Yeah, she lied to Justin and
Bernardi.
She lied to the grand jury. Yeah.
I mean, the truth is, she didn't know it was Bernardi when she shot him. She just saw somebody trying to kill Rafe, but then she lied about not knowing him before, so.
Mm-hmm.
And it's clear that she
And, of course, she's
somehow.
Doing that to protect Will.
Uh-huh.
Now,
the preview video.
You know, I was thinking today, I wonder if with Will supposedly not being recast, although I have a hard time thinking they're never going to recast him, I have a feeling they'll rest the character when Chandler leaves. And bring him back again, you know, bring back the character later. But I'm wondering, do you think they'll have it leading up to Will ended up being sent to prison? And that's how they'll get him off?
Oh, I don't know.
That would be a way to send him off, yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's going to have to leave the show somehow. Maybe Will finally comes
and, I mean,
to protect Sammy now, to get her out of jail, he's going to say. Yeah, that makes sense.
He can't leave town without taking the baby with him otherwise. He has to leave somehow off screen that they can find a way to bring
without
him back eventually, but also so that he doesn't take the baby with him, because that would be, you know.
Will's been wanting to do this, and Sammy and EJ keep stopping him from doing this, and now when his mother goes to jail again, I mean, I can see him stepping up and saying, hey, wait a minute.
I don't know. And you know, the scenes with Will this week were, you know, the one with Marlena was kind of awkward, if you ask me.
I know. It almost happened.
I did not like
him again.
I did not like the way she was laying her legs all over him with her arms around.
Right.
It was the same way she's
grandmother.
Yes, it's the same way she sits with John. Why would we sit with Will like that? It was awkward. But the Sunny and the points to it, the actual talk was, you know, she was telling Sunny that she was telling Will that Sunny, you know, obviously gave up everything to be with him, and that Ariana is part of the deal, and that Sunny knows this and is willing to be with him and take on this life of being the other partner with a baby, and you know, that he's pushing Sunny away, and Sunny's going to feel like he's being excluded, and then Sunny goes down to the bar. Or Sunny, Will goes down to the, it's not a bar yet, Will goes down to the coffee house, which has now gotten their liquor license. Sunny tells Will about the liquor license, that they got their liquor license so they can become a nightclub now, and that they'll keep the coffee house, but they're also going to open up a nightclub. And and then Brent walks in and says, isn't it great about the whole nightclub deal, and the liquor license, and Will finds out that Sunny told Brent long before Will found out. And so now you can just see all over Will's face how heartbroken he is that Brent found out about it. And then Sunny and Brent go on over to look at some new designs for interior design for inside the nightclub. And they're laughing and they're giggling with each other and having a good time. And Will's just like, I'll just kind of sit over here, you know. So, you know, it was really sad.
You could tell he felt left out and a little jealous.
Yeah. So Will got left out and felt jealous and was kind of upset and hurt. I didn't like seeing the scenes because Will was so hurt, but they were really well done. The scenes were. Will was definitely hurt. So, trying to think of what else happened this week. What I'm missing.
You did the gay game.
Huh?
You did gay games, Teresa. I'm trying to think. Listen.
Well, more. There's a lot more on the Nicole thing. I mean, EJ went to Brady.
Oh, Nicole.
EJ went to Eric. We talked about that. But when Maggie came in and gave Eric $10,000 for the school from her and
Victor. Yeah.
And Maggie, Eric was defending Nicole to Maggie, and Nicole had gone to get the sparkling apple
and
cider.
And overheard, right. Mm-hmm.
And overheard all of the wonderful, great things that Eric was saying about her. And Maggie turned around and was saying that, you know, she had talked to Victor and that Victor would not say anything bad at all at the opening of the school, that Victor understood and that this was important and that Victor was going to be a good boy, basically. And so Nicole overheard all that.
And we haven't seen Victor for a while, too.
He hasn't been there. And then Nicole left. Nicole went out. She was at the Brady Pub at first thing in the morning and ran into EJ. And she had some words for him about this power thing and the whole nine yards. She had some words. She had some words with him. There was a scene there with EJ and Nicole, battling it out over what was going on. And she was defending Eric, which is where EJ got the information to take to Eric
was, well, you know, yeah, the way she's talking, you know.
Being protective, and he said, and this is, and the way she talks and the sound of her voice,
mm-hmm,
and how she's so protective, that's how she was with me and Brady,
mm-hmm,
and Daniel. Yeah. So, and I like her with Eric, but I still like her with Brady. I still like Nicole and Brady together.
I do. I love Nicole and Brady. They're just,
oh, this, was it this week she gave him a call and saying, could we rethink,
yeah,
the Friends with Benefits?
Can
we really need you? Friends
with Benefits,
yeah,
rethink, I need,
oh,
you,
yeah, rethink that real quick, Brady. It's like, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, well, this Friends with Benefits thing, can we rethink that? I know we said we weren't,
mm-hmm,
going to do it, but I really need you tonight.
Yeah, I really need you.
And then Brady had the confrontation with John. He wanted to know exactly what had happened. And then John stormed the Demure Mansion, and Kristen tried to tell him to, you know, get out of here. And John warned her, stay away from my son.
Right.
'Cause he knew when Brady asked all those questions what was going on in Brady's head, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he went and had a confrontation with Kristen. So.
Yeah, and John gave Kristen the impression that he lied. He told Kristen that he,
yeah,
didn't tell Kristen that
he didn't
that
tell
he told
Kristen
Brady
he
the,
told
truth.
The truth. Yeah, he didn't tell Kristen he told the Brady. But
that's
he did
why
tell Brady
she,
the truth.
But she
so.
Did. But he did tell Brady. Yeah.
Mhm. Yeah. And I believe those. I don't know if we see John again for a while.
I don't know if this is well. No, Drake's been off for a while. Is Drake done for a while? I don't know.
From
is he back?
Yeah, from, I have,
yeah,
no idea. I have no idea.
I get so confused with him being like 4 months ahead of time. What's, you know, I'm sure the actors do too. They probably don't even know what we're, what, you know, it's probably, you know, hard for them, but they don't even know what stories are on now probably. They've probably long forgotten those. They're on to like what's going on now that we don't know yet.
Yeah, unless they're actually
this
watching them every day live, you know, I don't think
right.
they know where they're at. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're doing, what, November right now? November.
Probably what are we at the end of July? August, September, October,
yeah.
November? Probably end of even get going
right
into
now,
December.
They?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe Thanksgiving by now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. Can remember anything else? Other than the show?
Kristen had that. Kristen had that vision in the classroom. The book says this book belongs to, and there was a little boy who came in the school uniform.
Oh yeah.
And then the name appeared on the tag that said Brady Black Jr.
Yes. Yes, he's still there. Yeah.
And then the boy was gone because it was just a vision.
Mhm.
Marlena and EJ went at it for a few minutes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're always
yeah.
sniping each other pretty good, yeah.
They were going at it pretty good for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I want to go back to that Marlena comment you made earlier about the Will and Marlena scenes. Because some parts of them I actually did like, but I saw the same thing when she crossed her legs over his lap like that. It was like some teenage girl or some long married couple that are just so comfortable with each other or something. That they're, you know. And I'm like, that's just kind of icky. He's your granddad.
Yeah, she even brushed the hair out of his eyes. Yeah.
And it reminded me of last year when he was first going through the whole process of coming out. And it was like she was so over the top with it. That it was like she wanted to hump him or something. It was just weird. It was just a weird dynamic. They cooled that off. They didn't have a lot of scenes with Will and Marlena for a long time. And they did more Kate and Will, after, you know, finally, because for the longest time it was like Marlena was the only grandma he had. And then finally Will and Kate got some scenes. And then they kind of cooled it off where they didn't really have much together. And then these scenes crop up this week, and it's like, whoa, that's just creepy.
Yeah, it you know, that scene was so awkward for me that it was hard to even watch it.
I wonder if that was written or if that was ad-libbed.
I have a feeling that was ad-libbed because that's the way she was playing it before with the, you know, a year or two ago. I just think, and I think she's thinking that it is intending for it to come across as being very cozy, loving relationship, but I could not envision my grandmother sitting there with my brother when he was that age, laying her legs over his lap like that. I mean, you put the reverse, if that were a grandfather with his granddaughter, that would be like...
Oh, no, that wouldn't fly.
Yeah, and so it's just weird. I don't know. I think she's doing it as an actress. I think she's doing it to show how close they are and everything, but it just comes across as, kind of icky.
It's kind of creepy to me.
Yeah. I'm not trying to be mean about it, because honestly, I've liked Marlena more lately, but it just is a weird dynamic. I don't like it.
I like that they're close, you know, that Will and Marlena are close.
I think it's
that was
great
just a little
I think
too
it's great that they're
awkward.
Close. There's just another layer there that there needs to be a boundary, and there isn't one, and it's just kind of weird. And it makes you wonder if Chandler's on board with it or if he's kind of like going, this is weird, but he doesn't say anything, you know. I don't know. So, anyway, I don't know. I don't know what it is, but I mean, if you think about it, picture Roman sitting there with his granddaughter is really young, but I mean, I guess our granddaughters are really young, but it just, if you put Roman in that position and if he had a teenage niece, I just think it would be weird if, you know, I don't know. I must confess I fast forwarded through a lot because I can only take so much Jennifer in 1 week before I.
JJ overheard that Abe knows.
Oh, the drugs.
He knows about the drugs going on at the high school. So he's getting a little paranoid now.
And you know, I still kind of wonder about the setup we were talking about last week about. Teresa.
Doesn't look that way now, though.
Possibly
Jeannie Teresa Donovan, yeah.
Being undercover, but yet she likes the drugs a little bit too much, so I guess not.
Well, you know,
I don't know.
Got the impression this week that she was undercover, actually. Because
that's the feeling.
That was a huge scene, was it was a huge scene because JJ's sitting there on the couch and he's like, you know, so-and-so came by, so-and-so came by. What's next? The FBI, and then the doorbell rings.
Right. Exactly.
And
was
Teresa at the door.
Last week I mentioned that. I thought, you know, it almost seems like she's undercover and it's going to turn out that she's really undercover.
Yeah, except that we're watching her smoke it alone in the park.
Yeah, that was the part I was like, okay, is she doing that to draw people out or to make it appear authentic or, you know, I don't know.
Could be.
Yeah,
I don't
know.
It's
confusing. Maybe
she is still trying to make it seem authentic because she kind of looked at it like, well, you know, I got to smoke this now. But
then on the other hand, she's made comments about how she couldn't get through her day without it and stuff, so I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
And that's
it's
when no one
else
is around,
but you know, maybe she realizes that, I mean, if she's undercover, she realizes she's got to do this in order to have the smell that Abigail ends up smelling in the first place.
Oh, okay.
And maybe her, you know, maybe talking to herself about how she couldn't get through the, you know, Salem's so boring. You know, she is in the park. You know, she doesn't know who's overhearing her. It is Salem, after all.
That's true.
You're never alone.
No, somebody always.
Someone's always watching.
As a matter of fact, that brings me back to the Brady scene, because that was just too coincidental to me. Kristen, you know, she wasn't sitting where Brady left his clothes. She wasn't anywhere over there. She was over where Brady could eavesdrop, but her bracelet conveniently made it to the rock. That was kind of odd.
Mm-hmm.
It was like somebody had specifically set the bracelet down on that rock, because she was nowhere near the rock.
Right.
Brady was over there. So that seemed a little odd to me.
Yeah. I don't know. All I know is not enough Kate, not enough Rate. Vargas wasn't on at all.
No.
So.
Yeah, I was going to say, what happened to Vargas? He's never there anymore.
This sucks.
No.
It's like this coma summer is putting me in a... I mean, I'm just like, ugh, shoot me now. But, I mean, because really there's not much going on that I'm really invested in right now, other than the Rate story, which who knows where that's going, but it's like... certainly going nowhere fast, given the coma, but...
we're getting new younger characters on, right? More young ones coming on.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's summertime. It's every summer.
It's summertime.
Like
mm-hmm.
It's summertime. They do...
But it's just... I don't know. I mean, I like it when they have the summer stories where the adults are intertwined with the new kids or the kids, as opposed to just, you know, like they've always done a good job with the Will character, Will and Sonny, of being intertwined with the adults, you know? So it wasn't always just the kids, you know, or whatever. I mean, once we got past the Mia stage and all that, that was awful back then. But anyway, I don't know.
They seem to be trying to intertwine these kids with the adults. I mean, you've got the Roman and Teresa scenes, and the Jennifer and the, you know, Daniel. I can't think of any adults that aren't actually interacting with the new kids.
Well, and they're definitely implying with Teresa that she's got a checkered past of some sort, because all of her aunts and uncles seem to indicate that they're just looking out for her, and they're making sure she's on the straight and narrow.
In the conversation with Roman, you find out that she did do something wrong. That's why she's here in the first place.
Right.
She had to come here. She had to work here. And I actually wondered if she was working there for free for community service or something. And that Kayla had gotten her the job for Kim and Shane so that she could do her community service at the hospital and still be with family.
And get away from whatever bad things she was involved in at home.
Right. But
that's
then
what it
so was
like
the FBI, was the FBI comment, who's going to come to the next FBI? It was that a red herring then, or was that?
I don't know.
It could be, or.
I don't know, but that FBI scene was, that was cute. The look on JJ's face when the doorbell rang, and it was just such a long, drawn-out scene talking about the FBI, so.
Yeah. Well, I thought another funny thing was when Nicole, skipping back to Nicole and Eric for a minute, when Nicole finds out that they think he's been poisoned, the first person that comes to her mind is Kate Roberts.
I'd be looking at Kate Roberts if I were you.
I was like, oh, please don't go there. Please, no. Well, I was going to say, that would have been funny is if Nicole had said, have you had any brownies lately?
Did you have any brownies that night? Yeah.
You didn't even taste brownies before you went out of town that day?
Yeah. She's never going to live those poison brownies down. Yeah.
Now,
and the really ironic thing about that is that there's actually a Soap Talk episode where Lauren Coghlan is making her brownies on stage. So it's just kind of funny. They're like, oh, okay, we know what goes in there. It's a secret ingredient. I'm like, no. Oh.
Yeah, back to the FBI real quick, because I think it still could be something You know, I know it's, we have no idea, but it, I think it still could be because, I mean, do you think that Shane and Kim would send their daughter out there and tell anybody that she hadn't been troublemaker and needed this? That,
right.
I mean, that could be just, that could be just what they told the whole family
right.
to get her there in the first place undercover.
True.
Right.
True.
She could really be
well,
undercover with Shane and they had to tell, make up a story.
And they're trying to bust a ring at the high school, but
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, and that was
so
something
you have
I found
to
a little.
Do be exactly like do everything that they do, you know.
Yeah,
including smoking.
But she sat there and told Uncle Ro that she was an adult now. So to me, why would she be going anywhere? You know, she keeps using her female wiles over there on JJ. You know, JJ's a minor. You know, so.
Uh-huh.
But she, you know, she seems to be trying to get JJ and
is she
friend.
An adult 18 or an adult 21, 25?
I assume 18 is what I'm assuming.
And he's only 17, so it's like.
I thought she was in her early 20s.
I was thinking early 20s.
Well, you
like
know what? She's. I think she's 19. 22. I think it was 94 when she was born on screen. So if they stick.
Well, that means nothing.
She'd be older than EJ. She'd be older than EJ.
Yeah, she is older than EJ. She is.
Jen Lilly's got to be in her early 30s in real life, and I don't know. I don't think she definitely looks more mature than an 18-year-old. I can say that. It seems like she's older than that. I don't know.
Well,
but,
yeah,
the way
she's concerned about her being older. So if she was only 18, yeah, I'm thinking maybe 25, something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, and the way she's you know playing these games. With the boys at the high school, and you know, it wouldn't be the first time that the what is it, the CSI or what is it, CIA, is that what they call it, or Shane,
I forget, not the CIA.
I forget.
I forget what
or whatever
okay,
it is.
We used to always
I forget
know
what
that.
It is. I forgot what they call it.
ISA.
But, you know, ISA. That's
ISA.
It.
ISA.
ISA. You,
mm-hmm.
you know. They wouldn't tell the adults, they wouldn't tell even the family members. They'd give a reason for why she had to come over there. They wouldn't tell. So it still makes sense to me.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess we'll find out one of these days.
Yeah, I have no idea. I mean, it could be either way right now. Really, it could be. But
well, I can't think of anything else. I'm trying to think.
Anybody in the chat room have any questions? Or I don't know. I can't think of anything else or anything more going on.
Terry, you got anything? I can't think of anything else. I don't know. I think we covered it pretty well.
I don't think any, I don't know if any other, is there any other news or Dave news? I can't think of anything else behind the scenes
they've
going
got more
on.
Cast, they've got more casting news. We've got it up in the message boards, and I think Carrie's got it on the blog.
Okay.
They've got more casting calls.
Yeah, I don't. Mm-hmm.
They've got a casting call out there for what, a 45-year-old man.
Oh, okay.
It can be any race, but a 45 to 50-year-old man.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But there seems to be a lot of casting calls out there. A lot of them.
Hmm. Hmm. Well, sounds like Dave is still going to be on. I mean, it's always, isn't it? For another year at least, where we have, for you know, through September 2014, and I think we were talking before, they have to go another year for the 50th. That's 2015. So hopefully,
yeah,
they can make
it
to their 50th. Yeah, it will
yeah,
be.
Yeah, that would
be their
50th.
Because GH just celebrated theirs this year. So, hopefully Days can go and to have their 50th. So I'm hoping for that. Let's see what they'll have planned for that or what will be going on then.
I don't know. I don't have much more on it.
Yep.
Like I said, Everybody was done. Everybody was well dressed this week,
Fashion week.
Yeah, and the makeup's looking good, so.
I like the guys in the scruff, especially EJ.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I still want to know how to do that hairstyle that Sammy had.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Sammy's always, she always does different hairstyles.
Mm-hmm.
She's constantly changing her hairstyle. And it's just
always
a little red, mm-hmm. streak there going on there. She has that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. I guess until next week.
Carrie, are you there? Hello?
Oh. I don't know. I guess has to hang up. I don't know.
I know. I don't know if she's there or not. I'm not on the
maybe
carrier.
Maybe she's asleep on us.
Oh, no. I'm not on the computer, so I can't tell. We have a block party going on, so I've been trying to hide out here. I've been trying to hide on the corner of the house, so.
That's funny. Yeah, you've got a big party going on in the background.
Yeah. Sounds like fun.
It's a block party. Our neighbor, he's in the Army, and he got a change of command. And there's two birthdays out here, so.
Well.
I don't know. Maybe I should.
Guess it's time. Well,
I can go.
I'm ready to go.
Okay,
I'm done. I have nothing. I'm done.
All right. Well, I'll go in and I guess.
Are you gonna go in and do it?
You guys are
done.
Are you guys done?
Yeah.
I guess there's no callers.
Let me go check it out. Let me see. I can get it in real quick.
Well, I'm in here right now.
Oh, okay.